And we're coming to you live from the construction site for the Matterform Space Project on the Isle of Loon, where security guards are clashing with protesters. Everything here was pretty calm until a few minutes ago when security tried to open the gates to the site, but the crowd here are leaning against the gates and keeping them closed. The security staff want those gates open because a truck has just arrived on the island carrying...
Help! I can't breathe!
Out of the way! There's a kid in here! They're gonna crush him!
Kyle! Where are you?
Michael! He's over here!
Dad!
Let him through!
Kyle! Grab my hand!
Ow!
Got you! Come on!
Thanks, Dad!
You okay? Do you need to see the doctor?
I'm fine.
What on earth are you playing at?
I didn't know it was going to be like this.
I could have told you it was going to be like this if you told me you were coming here!
So you didn't know your son was coming to the demonstration?
Get out of it, you! Was this your uncle's idea? You come in here.
Jason had nothing to do with it. It was my idea to come.
We'll finish this at home.
Okay, well, stop writing now, please. Leave your test papers face down on your desks and you can go out for lunch.
How do you think you did?
I don't know. I answered everything. I only had to guess a couple. How about you?
Okay, I think... I was expecting it to be harder.
What? I've got, like, 17 messages.
What's happened?
It's from Dad. Something's happened to Mum.
First up, Kyle, you shouldn't have lied to me.
If I told you the truth, would you have let me go?
No, you're too young, and it was in school hours.
I thought it was more important than one day of school.
That's not your decision to make. Every day of school matters.
But you've basically stopped all lessons for the day because of this stupid astronaut contest, which I'm not even entering.
It still looks bad for me as headmaster for my son to skip school and end up in the news.
Right, and that's what's important? If it looks bad for you?
No, the most important thing is your safety. And you were not safe out there.
It was fine at first. But then it all got carried away.
I'll say it did.
The security people made it all worse.
Which is exactly the sort of thing that happens at protests. And that's why you're grounded.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't want to have to.
But you've always let me go wherever I want, ever since we've moved here.
Well, that's why this is hard for me.
Why did they have to come here?
Well, they are here and we have to deal with it. I need to get back to school. I think you should rest up here this afternoon. If I can trust you not to wander off.
Don't worry. I won't go anywhere.
Thanks for helping me on the test, Maddie.
Don't mention it.
How do you think you did?
I said don't mention it, Fawn. Did you see what's been going on over at the construction site?
Yeah, it's all over my feed.
But you saw what they did. Mum and Dad got the security people to climb over the fence and drag everyone out of the way so they could open the gates.
And what were they supposed to do? The truck had to get through.
Vaughn, people don't want us here.
You're just saying that because you don't want to be here.
Just because everything you do is selfish, Vaughn, doesn't mean the rest of us are like that.
Mum?
Lily? Hi.
Mum, are you okay? I'm fine, I just twisted my ankle.
You're meant to be in school, love.
It's lunchtime. Mum, you're covered in bruises.
Honestly, I'm fine, I just fell.
Mum, I know you went to that protest. Dad told me.
I didn't mention it because I didn't want to have another argument with you.
Right, yes. That's very mature. Good example you're setting me there.
Lily, I know you think this is all wonderful, but your father and me feel pretty strongly.
Yeah, I'd have gone to the protest as well, but everyone got called into work to help get that truck off the ferry.
I still think you should have refused to unload it.
It was happening whether I was there or not, and with me there, it was safer.
These people are just pushing this project through. They don't care what we think or what's safe.
Well, it's good to know everyone wants to ruin this for me. That's just great.
Lily, you are going back to school, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going back to school. And I'm going to win that contest.
She reminds me of you.
That's not funny.
It wasn't meant to be.
Well, I mean, I'm not starting them because...
Right, well, thanks to Ms. McKenna, who's been busy marking your papers while I was dealing with a situation, I can reveal the results. Okay, now, I've been asked not to tell you what score you got, just who came in the top six, and we'll go through to the next round. And behave yourselves, because Miss McKenna's filming this for the project's YouTube channel, aren't you?
Yep.
Good. In no particular order, going through to the next round are... Callum. Jasmine.
Well done.
Lily.
Yes.
Shannon. Owen. And Vaughn.
You made it then?
Yeah.
So, well done to all of you, and I hope you're all ready for the second round. Not until I say you can go. The second round takes place in 2 weeks and will be the G-Force test, which I'll tell you more about tomorrow. Now you can go.
As you may have just seen, the school children who've gone through to the next round of the astronaut contest have just been announced. And here are two of them now. Hello.
You want to talk to us?
Tell us how you feel about getting through the first round of the contest.
Okay. Yeah, good. The next round's going to be more difficult, but we've got time to train and stuff.
Did you see the boy who spoke out at the protest this morning? Is he a friend of yours?
No, he's not. Excuse me.
Oh, it's you.
Who were you expecting?
Dunno. Can I help you?
I heard what happened at the protest. Are you all right?
I'm fine. And I'm not going to sue your parents if that's what you're worried about.
No, that's not what I'm worried about.
Look, if you don't mind, I was in the middle of watching.
I wondered if I can help you.
What do you mean?
I want to stop the space program. Get it off the island for good. So, how do we do it?